Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Kama Ayin Hei. We are holding 10 lines off the top of the Amid, right at the two dots Itzmar, where we pretty much pick up in the midst of yesterday's discussion. Itzmar, we have learned, Maida Beknas. So we know that if a fellow admits to wrongdoing, which typically triggers a penalty, a fine payment, but if he admits, if he self-incriminates, Maida Beknas is Pater. However, suppose he was Maida Beknas v'achar kach bo edim, now we have been informed by two edim who came to report about this wrongdoing, so we know the information from a different source. But this is already, you know, after he had been made. How do we deal with this? Rav Amar Potter. He's Potter because once he exempted himself by way of self-incrimination, we close the book, it's over. Ushmol Amar Chayiv. Shmol says, you have to pay. Although you can't impose a fine based on personal incrimination, but here we have been told about this incident by way of the Edom. So despite the fact that it was preceded by a Maida Beknas, we ignore that. We push that aside, we focus on the Edom, and we impose this fine. So again, Maida Beknas followed by Edom. Rav says Potter, Shmuel says Chayiv. Amar Rav Bar Eloi. Let's go to the sources, my time of the Rav. Why does Rav say Potter? The Pasuk says, Im hi motzei timotzei biyodei hagneva, if the stolen item will be found, will be discovered in his possession. Himatze, timatze. What's that referring to? Himimatze means be'edim. Only if the facts were presented to the bezin through the edim, timatze b'dayanim. In that case, we say that the dayanim, the judges, can impose these fines on him. So it only works by way of this legal process. Pratamar shias atzmai, as opposed to a self-incriminator. The question is lamali. Why this pasuk? This halacha has been taught in a different pasuk. Me'asher yashirin elohim. The bezin has to impose these fines. Nafka, we learn it from there. As opposed to Maida Beknas. So why the double pasuk? Elishma, we know apparently the special extra pasuk is to tell you. So take it to the next level. Moide b'knas, and even though v'achakach bo edim, he still maintains his patur. Moide b'knas, v'achakach bo edim patur. Shmuel amalacha. Shmuel responds, well, I hold that he's chayiv, so why this extra pasuk? Well, it's needed. If you recall, back in the Psamach Gimel, there was a brisa called Tana Devei Chizkiah, which learned a very interesting halacha from this pasuk of Himatze Timatze, to tell you that if a person steals, he has to pay kefil. So the pasuk is needed for that, unavailable for this extra halacha. Eisvei Rav L'Shmuel. So Rav who says, Potter asked on Shmuel. Ro'o Edim Shememashim Shemeboim. Remember Bryce, this fellow sees Edim on their way to the Bezdin, about to incriminate him and report on his robbery. V'amar, he jumps up and he says, ah, I have something to tell you. You should know, I robbed the, you know, the animal, but I didn't take it to the next level. No tvicha, no mechira. So he admitted on the robbery, so he doesn't pay kefil, that's a knas. He pays the actual principal, and that's it. Despite the fact that his admission was followed by the edim. You know, was followed up by the edim. They came and they reported us independently of his admission. Still we see that he is potter because it's Maida Beknas. That's Akasha on Shmuel, who says that in this case, you're chayiv, Amar Lei. So Shmuel responded to Rav. No, the Edom never showed up to the bet. They never made it that far. He thought they were coming, but then they sort of got distracted. Hachab my skin and was speaking against Shechazru Edom Acharim. They turned around and they left. Vamidatani is safer, but the next part of the Brisa says, Rav Lez, Rav Shimon Aymer, Yavo Edom Yaidu. According to Rav Shimon, the Edom can come and incriminate him. Let them come in. We invite them in. because through their testimony he'll have to pay kefal. Mechlal d'tana kama savar loy. Apparently this seems to be the machlekes. What happens if Edom follow through after his admission? According to Tanakama, he's potter. According to Blazer B'Shemin, he's chayiv. So the kasha is, Shmuel says he's chayiv. How does that work with the Tanakama, who seems to say potter? Amali Shmuel, the Shmuel responded, you're right. Right on. Lav Iko, Rabbi Lezer, B'Shemin, the Koyik of Asi, you're right. Tanakama, I'm not going to be compatible with the Tanakama, who apparently holds that Moedah B'Knas followed by Edom is potter. But Rabbi Lezer, B'Shemin, is perfectly aligned with my opinion that he's chayiv. You're right. I know the Amri, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, I'm going to go like that shit. So the Shmuel of Adetanoi, according to Shmuel, there's no way out. This question is certainly subject to the Machlekes Tanoim, because even in this case where this fellow, you know, sees the Edom coming and running, which gives us reason to believe that, you know, that triggered his admission, still Tanakama says he's potter, even if the Edom come and actually fill in the facts later. Certainly in a case where a person just gets up out of the blue and is moida, and then somewhat later the Edom come, of course he's still going to be potter. So according to Shmuel, there's no way other than saying that there's a machlekes tanoim in this regard. But l'rav mi lema tanoihi, but Rav who says moida b'knas followed by the Edom is potter, do we really have to say, are we forced to say it's machlekes tanoim, or is there any other way to learn the braisa? Amalach Rav, so Rav can say it like this. You know, I know the Amri. I feel a little Blazer B'Shimon. I'm perfectly aligned, even Rabbi Blazer. Why? Even though Rav holds Potter, and Rabbi Blazer B'Shimon seems to hold Chayev, but that's only because Adkan like Amar, Rabbi Blazer B'Shimon Hassan, perhaps it's only over there where he maintains that he's Chayev. You know why? Because there's good reason to believe that his admission wasn't really an expression of integrity. Because the only reason why he admitted, he was gripped by fear. He was intimidated by the Edom. So the Edom come, so he quickly ran and admitted. That's not a true admission, avalacha. But in an ordinary classic case where a person suddenly gets up out of the goodness of his heart and he admits, the moida ma'atzmai, I feel it was a b'shimen, even he would agree, moida, that he's pot, even if it was followed by Edom. Because it's a proper admission, in which case he becomes exempt. Bottom line, moida b'knas. V'achakach bo Edom, Rav says Pater, Shmuel says Chay. Amar Rav Amnuna, he says like this, Mistavra, it's logical to say, that Milsei the Rav, when Rav says Pater, it's only Bo'imer Gunafti. He admitted that he stole. I want to pay for the actual stolen item. Ubo Edom Shigonav. And this was followed by the Edom, who likewise reported that he stole. Moedib Knas Potter, all you do is pay the Karen and you're done. Sharei Chiyev Atzmi B'Karen, because it was a proper admission. He was trying to admit, he was trying to come clean. His admission was actually incriminating him with respect to the actual principle. So that's called a proper Hoidah, which exempts him from the Knas of the Edom. Avalomar Loigonafti, but suppose initially he denied, no, me? I didn't steal anything. Ubo Edom Shiganav. Immediately Edom showed up. You stole. What are you talking? Okay, so he's done on that. So now he tried to save the day. He says, well, you know, actually, you know, you're right. You're right. Come to think of it, V'chaza v'amar tavachti macharti. I actually shechted an animal as well, and I sold it. So technically, he was Moide B'Knas on the Tzvicha and the Mechira. And then Ubo Edom Shetavach Machar. Now that was followed by Edom, who came and, in fact, confirmed that he did that. In this case, we do not say that he's potter from the additional knas. Chayev, he has to pay. You know why? It wasn't a proper admission. Sharei potter, atzmin biklum. His admission was not with the intention to incriminate himself. He wasn't trying to come clean. He wasn't trying to offer any restitution. He was already called out for the geneva through the Edom. Realizing that he's going to really get into deep trouble if he just maintains his silence. Sure, I did. You know, I did the tzvicha as well. There was only one purpose, only one reason, only one motive for this admission to exempt himself. That's not called haidah. Omar Rabbah. Rabbah disagrees. Kipachti l'sabi debe Rav. Rashi says, sabi debe Rav is another reference to Rav Hanunah. I refuted them. Basically, what he's saying is, I had a good kasha on this concept that a non-incriminating admission is not called Haidah. That's not true. Why? I'll bring a raya. The Rabban Gamliel Poiter Atzman Miklum Hava. Yesterday we had a story. Rabban Gamliel met Rabbi Yeshua. Look, I knocked out my dear committed slave Tavi's eye. And Gemara says he's a Moed B'Knas. Poiter Atzman Miklum Hava. Why is that called Moed B'Knas? That admission was not going to trigger any liability, nothing at all, right? Because when you admit to attacking the Eved, you're totally potter. And still that brisa was used as a kasha from Rav Chisda to Rav Huna. Look, we see that you really made a knas, and still the brisa seems to say that when Edom come along after the Yadah, you have to pay. That's a kasha. And Rav Huna says that Moed B'Knas followed by Edom as Pata. Why is that a kasha? It's not a proper Yadah. It should not have been used as an example of Moed B'Knas. But like Mishan Lay, and Rav Huna didn't bother responding, you're bringing a raya from a Yadah, which isn't really a valid Yadah. Apparently, there's no difference between this type of Yadah or that type of Yadah. A self-incriminating statement is called Moed B'Knas, irrespective of whether it triggers any financial liabilities. It's Marnami. But we have a supporting view to this idea. Only a self-incrimination which triggers liability is called a Moed B'Knas. Gonavti. He gets up and he declares that he stole. Ubo Edim Shagonav. Then it's followed by Edim, who confirmed that he stole. Potter, he doesn't have to pay the kefal, because in this case, because his admission triggered that single pay liability, right? You have to pay the keren, so that's called Moed B'Knas. Aval, Amar Loi Ganafti. But suppose he denied that he stole. Ubo Edim Shaganav, then it was confirmed by Edim. That he did steal, and then he turned around the story. You should know, actually, yeah, I was so bad, I really did tvicha mechira as well. That's the case we discussed before, right? And then it was followed by Edom, who confirmed that story. Chayv, he has to pay fully. We don't say in this case moed beknas v'achakach bo Edom potter sharei potter atzmi meklum, because it's not a haidah. He was trying to exempt himself completely. Potter atzmi miklum. He wasn't trying to incriminate himself. He was trying to use like a legal loophole, to get out of paying. That's not called, moed b'knas, to the extent that if Edom would come, he remains potter. Amar Bashi. Actually, I'm going to support this view, this shita from a Mishnah and a Braisa. Masnis and Ubraisa nami daika. The Mishnah and the Braisa that will follow soon will actually support this idea. What is the Mishnah? Masnis and Disnan. We have the Mishnah, Ganav al Pishnayim, V'tavach Mocha al Piyedechad. Two Edim reported that he stole. One Ed reported that he did Tficha Mechira. Oyal Piyatzmoy, or he himself admitted to the second phase of Tficha Mechira. What's the Alacha? Misham Tashlumei Kefal. He has to pay double because the Edim reported to us about his Gezela, Geneva. Ve'ene Misham, but he doesn't pay the other payments, Tashlumei Barba Chamish. Now, why does the Mishnah choose to present it as this type of case? Lamandu datani ganav al pishnayim, that the gneva was reported by two edim, and the second phase, the tvicha mechira, was either through an aid or through self-admission. Why do we have to make it so detailed and complicated? Lamandu datani ganav al pishnayim. Instead, we should say like this. Listen, very simple. Ganav al v'tavach ha-machar p'yedechad al p'yatzmai enim shalom ala keren. If one aide came and reported the whole story from beginning to end, the robbery, the tvicha mechir, or it was all by way of the haidah, right? So you only pay the actual item but nothing else. Why does the Mishnah have to present this complicated case where the Gneva was through the Edom and the rest was through the either the Eidech or the Ahoidah. El Allah v'kamashmon. Apparently the Mishnah is trying to teach us a point. If you recall, yesterday we said that the Mishnah is sort of drawing a parallel for us, that being reported by one aid or self-reporting carries similar consequences, which is like this. Just like when he was reported by one aid, right? So right now, it's still premature, we can't, you know, but if it's followed by another aid, so this aid is joined by another, we have a team, a full team, he's chayav. Likewise, the Hoidah doesn't really permanently exempt him. If it's followed by Edom, Moed b'knas v'achakach v'edom is chayav. So that was one way to learn the Mishnah. And the point of the Mishnah is like this. Hakamash malon. This parallel between one aid which can be shored up by his teammate, and likewise the Hoidah that can be corroborated by the Edom, which will now incriminate him, this parallel, this matchup is only in this type of case. Ganaval bishnayim, only if the Gneva was reported by two Edom. V'tavach al pi'ed echad al pi'atzmei. And the Tvicha was reported by the Eid Echad or by himself. There, in that type of situation, where this fellow never really incriminated himself financially, the Kefal for the Gneva, that was through the Edom. The Tvicha, well, that was just a Moed B'Knas, which pretty much didn't trigger any payment now. So there we say, Hu delay Mechayev Atzmi B'Keren. Only in this type of situation where ultimately he's not really offering any payment. Hu Damrina, so here we say, it can very quickly change. We're going to draw this parallel, like we mentioned, between self-incrimination and the one aid reporting. And we'll say, just like the one aid is a sort of a pending situation, it can be shored up very quickly by having a teammate join him. Just like when one aid came to report the tvicha. So for the time being, we put it on hold, but as soon as another aid showed up, we join them together, we combine them, we get the guilty verdict. Likewise, if he was moide himself on the tvicha, that's a temporary pause. But as soon as the Edom come to tell us that very fact, he's chayev. But that's only because his Eidah wasn't really a worthwhile Eidah. It wasn't really trying to come clean. He was just trying to get out of it by being moide. But suppose But suppose the situation was slightly different. The whole entire story, beginning to end, was presented either by the Eid Echad or by way of his own Eidah. Look, I stole. Here, take it. So here, the Chiv Atzmei Bekeren. He's offering the Keren. Layarmina, here we don't say that, you know, if the Edom come and inform us afterwards, we ignore his Eidah, we listen to them. Layarmina, we don't say that. We compare his own admission to the case where the Eid Echad came, which can be quickly turned around by way of, you know, having a teammate join him. We don't say that. You know why? Because in this case, he already incriminated himself and he offered the money. He offered restitution. He offered Karen. That's a proper Hoidah. Moed B'Knas Potter permanently. That's a raya to this idea. That Moed B'Knas V'Hakach Bo'edim. Well, depends. If his Hoidah triggered a payment, sure, it's Potter forever. But otherwise, it's not. Brisa, the same idea from a Brisa, the Sanya. Ro'a Edim Shememash Mishnaboyim. He notices Edom on the way to the Bezdin, about to incriminate him, to report on him. Varman, he gets up and says, Rabbi, I have something very important. Gonafti, I stole the item. Avaloi tavat v'le mechayti, but nothing else. Eina mishal mil karen, he pays the karen. Now, lami lil misna v'omar gonafti. Avaloi tavat v'le mechayti. Why does this fellow have to get up and say, well, I stole, but I didn't do anything else? Nisni, it should present it differently. Gonafti. Oitavachti umacharti. Whatever he was moide is called a moide b'knas. It should say, look, the fellow got up and admitted that he stole. Or he didn't admit that he stole, but he admitted that he did the tvicha na mechira. Why didn't it say it like that? Why does he have to, you know, only admit on the Gneva and not on nothing else? Why did the Brisa choose to package it this way? Oh, because of this very point. Al-Hakamashman, the Brisa is teaching us. Ta'ayim adam ganafti. Only in the case where he admitted guilt on account of the Gneva. In which case, he's willing to pay. The Chiyiv Atzmei Bekerenu. He's willing to pay the Keren. There we say the Potter. This Hidah is a proper Hidah which exempts him. Even if it's followed by Edom. Avalom adam ganafti. But suppose he denied the Gneva, period. Nothing happened. What are you talking? Ubo Edom Shiganav. Then he was contradicted by the Edom. And he was now incriminated. And then he jumps up and says, oh, by the way, oh, that jogs my memory. Actually, yeah. Yeah, you should know, I shechted it as well. I'm really bad. So he's just trying to find a way out now. Because he knows that sooner or later he's going to be incriminated on the whole thing. So he grabs the opportunity to admit, Ubo Edom Shetabach HaMachar, and then Edom came along about the second part. So his admission did not accomplish any financial liability. Chayiv, in this case, we say it's Chayiv because of the Edom that followed him. Alma Hoidah, the Tvicha Lavadah, he clearly, the Edom of the Tvicha, which wasn't really generating any payment on his account, that's not a proper Edom, in which case it was followed by Edom is Chayiv. So all this proves the point that we mentioned before. Amri said, the Bnei Yeshiva responded, no. Loi, not necessarily. You can't necessarily prove anything from this Brisa. You had a question, why did the Brisa choose to present the story this way? He gave a kamashmon. The point of the Brisa was just to teach us something within this halacha. The kivin domer gernafti. Even if he got up and admitted that he stole, avagav domer leitavachti lemachati. Even though he denied everything else, ubo edim shetavach hamochan. Edim came then and did testify that he did those other things. He's still potter. Why? Why is he potter? My timer. Tashlumei. So meaning, why is he potter from the Tvicha? It's not something that he admitted to. So it was reported by the Edom. So he should be paying for the Tvicha and the Mechira. True. For the Gneva, he shouldn't be paying because that he was Moida. So the Kefal's off. But the extra, you know, Arba Chamisha means Kefal plus 3. Or kefal plus 2, right? Depending if it's an ox or a sheep or a ram. So why doesn't he pay for the extra 2, the extra 3? My time. Oh. So that's the chiddush of the Brisa. Tashlumei abo b'chamisha merachmona. When Torah speaks about 4 or 5, it's precisely that number. If you pay 4 or 5, you pay. But otherwise, there's nothing that's paying 2 or 3, 3 or 4. V'loi tashlumei abo v'loi tashlumei shloisha. There's nothing that's paying 3 or 4. So that's the point of the Brisa. And that's only highlighted by bringing it out in this case, where he agreed that he stole, but did not agree that he did anything else. Right? So the point is, even if the Edom came and incriminated him on the second phase, on the Tvicha, he's not going to pay. Although he's really liable, he should really pay for the Tvicha, but you can't pay for Tvicha without Gneva. And for Gneva, he's potter because he was made on that. So we thought we had a diuk, why the Brisa chose to present it, in this way, not in the other way, which proves our point. No, there's a reason why the Brisa chose this packaging to teach us this halach. Lema katanoi. So perhaps this very question is a machlekes tanoim. Again, a case where a fellow was Maida, but his Aidah wasn't really meant to generate guilt or payment. Is that considered a proper Aidah? In which case, if it was followed by Edom, he's still Potter? Or we say no. In this case, we do not say Maida b'knas v'achachach b'edom Potter. Lema katanai, perhaps it's dependent upon Amchalekas Tanayim. Here comes a new price. Ho yishnai mi'idin shekonav. To Edom reported that he stole. Two more Edom reported that he did the Tvich or the Mechir. Who is more Edit Gneva? Suppose the first pair became Edom Zayimimin. So basically, if the account of the Gneva has been discredited, so there's nothing to work with. Edo Shabbat Maktas, Shabbat Lakula. So once we can use the edom of the gneva, that gets cancelled. So if you didn't steal, you can't take it to the next level and speak about the tvich on the non-stolen item, right? Okay, so that's everything's out. Who's made the tvich? Well, let's say the second edom became edom zayimin. So basically at this point, we assume that he did steal because the testimony of the first pair is still intact. So we maintain that he stole. But in terms of tvicha, which would generate the extra, you know, triple payment, the edit tvicha had been declared edim zayimin. So they have to pay him what they intended on imposing on him. So edit, so who mishan tashlum a kefil? He has to pay the kefil for stealing, because that's still in place. Hein mishalm tashlum shleisha, and they have to repay him three. That's the Tanakam. Mishum Sumchas Umro. The name of Sumchas was said. Hein Misham Tashlume Kefil. They pay the Kefil. They pay, not him. Sounds cryptic. The Gemara soon will explain. So they pay the Kefil. Vuhu Mishalim. And he has to pay Tashlume Shleshel a par. Shnaim La'ayl. If it was a par, if it was a cow, he pays three. If it was just a ram, so that's the lower, you know, smaller sized animal, for that you only pay two. What's going on here? A high koi sumchas. In which case is sumchas referring to? Going on. Ilei melabresha. It's going on the first case, where the edim of the gneva became cancelled. So there's no episode to speak of. He didn't steal. Less little sumchas. Edim shabbatim ktesabat lekulot. Sumchas doesn't hold to this idea that once the rug has been pulled out from under the whole story and the whole thing gets cancelled, there's no gneva, there's nothing else. El vela safe. Apparently it's on the second case, where the edim Tvicha turned out to be false. So why is some Shaper Kamri Rabbanan? Apparently Rabbanan's numbers work out perfectly. We maintain that he stole. So he pays the kefil, and they are Edom Zemimin on the Tvicha. They have to repay him the triple payment. Who Misham Tashlame Kefil? Behem Misham Tashlame Shleisha. So what's Simcha's talking? Elam Sachritik Bina. So apparently there's another case which wasn't yet mentioned in the Brisa, and that's the subject of this Machlekes. A brand new case. Case number three. Kigoin de osu beitrei. A pair of edim come. Amri lei ganafta. They confront him. You stole. Amarlu. And he responds, yep. In ganafti v'tavachti macharti. Actually, I not only that. I'm really bad. I took it to the next level as well. I stole and shechted it. Or sold it. Miu, but is one catch. You people are falsifiers. Fabricators. You're making it up. The facts are true, but not the way you present them. Loib of Necham Ganafti. It wasn't in front of you. In front of other people. Okay? So this fellow admitted to the Gneva and added more fuel to the fire, that there was Tvicha as well. Va'aisi Sahadi Vazminu. And now he brought Edom to turn these into Edom Zemimin, to prove that they weren't even present at, you know, the time that they alleged, at the place and time they alleged to be. Deloy ba payu ganav. So it turns out they didn't steal in their presence. Vaisi balabai sahadi vasidi ve de ganav tavachamacha. Part three of this exciting episode, the balabais of, you know, the owner of the animal discovered the right edim. Vasidi ve de ganav, and they came and reported that he stole. And this time it's really true. Ve tavachamacha, and he added the tvicha mechira to the cause as well. So ultimately, he was incriminated in terms of the Geneva and also in terms of the Tvicha Mechira. But the thing is that he had already admitted on the Tvicha Mechira beforehand, before the Edom came. So the question is, how to treat that admission? The two ways to look at the Hoidah on the Tvicha, which occurred in the presence of the first pair of Edom, which turned out to be Zemimim. Is that called Moed Beknas or not? Why yes and why not? Let's see. The Rabbana Sabri, Rabbana Hod, it's a proper admission. Avagav da Hoidah de Gneva. So really he admitted to two things, that he stole, because they had testified that he stole. He admitted to that, because he knew it was true. Avagav da Hoidah de Gneva machmas Edom huduka Moed. Even though that admission was prompted by the Edom's testimony, so that's not called Moed Beknas. Right? But Haida, the Tvich Haida, he Upater. But the Haida on the second phase, on the Tvich, that's a proper Haida. Because remember, they weren't even alleging that he did Tvich. He just offered it on his own. So that's a Maida Bechnas. And therefore he's Potter, permanently. Despite the fact that later on more Edom came and told us about the Tvicha. He was already Maida. So that's why the Rabbanan hold that he'll only have to pay for the Geneva and not for the Tvicha. V'sumcha Savar, Sumcha disagrees. Kiva doido the Geneva. Since the Haidah on phase one, on the actual theft, was prompted by the Edom that had confronted him initially, likewise, Haidah the Tzvicha lav Haidah. The Haidah of the Tzvicha is also worthless. Because it wasn't going to trigger any payment. He was incriminating himself. He was admitting, but he knew that it's not going to trigger any payment. And therefore, it's not considered a haidah. Rather that when the next pair comes along and tells us about the tvicha, he has to pay for it. He has to pay for the tvicha. So therefore, at the end of the day, what happens? So the first pair of Edom, which turned out to be Zoymimin, upon trying to incriminate him on the actual theft on the Kefal, they have to pay the Kefal to this fellow, who they falsely incriminated. At the time, it was not yet known that he stole. It was only due to their Edus, which was false, so they have to pay the Kefal, which they try to impose on him. Okay, so they pay that to him, which he actually turns around and pays the owner, because ultimately he has to pay the kefal to the owner because he was incriminated on the kefal by the second pair later, the real legitimate aides. Okay, so in any case, they pay the kefal to the ganav, who in turn forwards it to the owner. But he also has to pay from his own pocket. He has to pay for the tvicha, which amounts to 3 for the par, on top of the kefal, total of 5, and for the Isle of the Ram, which is a total of 4, so it's 2 for the Tvicha on top of the 2, the kefal for the Geneva. So apparently, this is the Machlekes, which is the topic of our Sugya. A Haidah which doesn't accomplish payment, which doesn't really trigger any tangible offering of monetary compensation, how do we deal with it? Do we say, Maida B'Knas Pater? In which case, if Edom come later, you're still Potter. That seems to be Sumchas Shita. Whereas the Rabbanon disagree. If it's not a Haidah that causes payout, we don't treat it as a Moed B'Knas Potter, and therefore, if Edom come, you're Chayiv. Amar v'achaber d'arabika loy. No, you don't have to necessarily learn the Brice in this fashion. Perhaps all would agree an admission of guilt which doesn't really trigger payment is worthless. So what's the machlekes? It's not Haidah, so then why wouldn't he have to pay when the next pair of Edom come and incriminate him? The topic of dispute is relates to a whole different concept. We know that Edom typically have the potential to become Edom Zemimin if they're challenged by another peer who testified that they were in a totally different location at the time of the alleged incident. The ability to become an Edom Zemimin is an integral part. It's almost a precondition. It's a precondition to saying Edus. You have to present Edus in a way that could become Edus, because that's part and parcel of the the process of saying Eidus. The Torah says an Eid can become an Eid Zaymim. So if you present in a way that you cannot become an Eid Zaymim, it's not an Eidus. Right? So here we have a case, and we'll see why. A case of Eidus Shi Ata Yochalazim. There's no way to make them Eidim Zaymim. And that's the Machlech. Come with me. How is that? What's the case? Kigoin the Osu Sahadi V'Amr Liganavta. So again, let's start from square one. A pair of Eidim came and reported that he stole. Varmaluni responded, yeah, sure, actually, you're right, Ganafti, I stole. And I went even further, I did Tvichan Mechira. But it wasn't your presence, you people are just fakers. But he divulged. In front of whom? Ela Befnei Ploini Ploini, who was actually in front of the other people. So he sort of introduced us to the other Edom. He informed us that those two Edom were actually present when he stole. Another whole story, Vaisi Sadi Vazminu, right? Like we said before, this Gana brought Edim, who challenged the first pair and proved them to be Edim Zemimin, the Levi Payu Gana, because he didn't steal in front of them, they weren't even there. But here's the catch. But also plenty of Asidibe the Gana, but Abhamacha. Comes the next, the third pair. They weren't just anonymous people. They were those two people that he had pointed to, that he identified for us. So he's sort of supporting their testimony. There's no way now that you can make them Edom Zaymim. He is supporting them. He's vouching for their legitimacy. Can we accept their testimony or not? It's an Edus that can never become Zaymim. Because the party himself is offering sort of characteristic witness, is supporting their account. That's the point of the Machlokes in the Braisa. Do we reckon with this Edus or not? The Rabbanan Savri, Havala Edus, Shiata Chalazimah. Chacham say, no, you can't. You can't accept an Eidus that doesn't have the potential to become an Eid Zaymim. V'chol Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azimah, an Eidus that cannot become Eidim Zaymim, la'avi Eidus, it's worthless. In which case, this fellow is potter from the Tvicha. There's no Eidus. V'sumcha Savar, Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azimah, avi Eidus. Even this type of Eidus, which doesn't have the potential for Azimah, can still be reckoned with, and therefore he has to pay for the Tvicha. What do you mean? But it's universally accepted that we don't accept Eidim of this ilk. For Kaimelon, we have this halacha, the Eidus, Shiyata Chalazima, is nothing, Lavi Eidus. Says the Gemara, you're right. But that's a different brand. Hani, it's only Echad al Yadi Beze, Yom Beze Shah. That non Hazama Eidus is speaking where they presented a story without the pertinent facts. Oh, they have no idea which day was it, we don't know, which hour, what time. So there's no way to be Mazam then. They're missing the point, and it kind of looks shaky, it looks questionable. Why are you presenting half stories? It puts a question on the whole Eidus. It puts their whole account in doubt. The Lech Eidus Klal, it's not a valuable Eidus. We can't accept it. But here, just the opposite. If anything, he's supporting him. He's supporting them. If anything, their Eidus is even more established and more real. He's confirming. He's supporting their Eidus. So here, we certainly will accept this Eidus. That's Simchas Shita. Whereas Rabbanim disagree. Well, technically you can't be mazim them, whether it's because a case where they're not reporting the specifics, so you can't really catch them, or even in this case where he's supporting them, in which case you can't turn around and be mazim because the God of himself is supporting them. So whatever the reason is, you can't do Hazama, no Eidus. Omar, let's just go back to one point. So they testified that he stole, he admitted. Turns out that they're falsifiers, they're Zaymin, they pay kefil. Why do they have to pay double? He admitted that he stole, so at least the actual principal he has to pay by way of his own admission. Karen, he has to pay the Karen. Why are they paying double? Right? The single pay he has to pay. They only tried to add another payment on top of that, but the actual Karen he's admitting to. Amar Rav Elazar, Mishmei the Rav, Tzni, let's sort of modify the Lashon, Tashlum de Kefil. That they pay the double payment, that's what it means. The actual Karen he pays. They just add the duplicate payment. because ultimately he admitted to the gneva, which triggers a single payment. So that payment he pays, they just add the second payment. Right? So the kasha was that, you know, before the Bezdin even got involved, he already admitted. So that incrimination triggered a single payment. So Teretz says, yeah, he pays that much. They just add the second payment on top of that. Okay, bottom line, we had a shaila regarding Moide B'Knas followed by Edim. Rab says Potter, Shmuel says Chayiv. The Gemara adds another twist, according to some opinions. Even if you typically hold Moide B'Knas V'Achach B'Edim is Potter, it's only if the Hoidah was meant to trigger some sort of liability, but if he was just trying to exempt himself and using this legal loophole to get out of payment, in that case, we don't treat it as a proper Moide B'Knas, and even if it's Moide B'Knas, but if it's followed by Edim, he is chayiv. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.